What's been his message to the players so far? What's been the key thing he's trying to get across to you guys?
Key thing to try to get his message and his key thing he wants to do for us is to see us smile after a win on Sunday. See, that's his main job. You can't do nothing but respect that, you know, because that is a wonderful thing in this game. You know, winning is a wonderful thing, and to see the faces of the man that you bleed and sweat with every day, you know, with them smiles on their faces, it's something that's unbelievable. So when he said that, you know, it kind of lit a spark in my heart, you know. I think that that energy, man, that energy that he brings, even when he's just talking, addressing the team, it just commands a presence, like a respect.
Does it help that he was a head coach before?
It definitely gonna help that he was a head coach, because he know more things now. He's grown, you know. He's had trial and error, and he's had time to sit and watch, you know, and see what he can do, or what we wasn't doing right, and what he can do to change it and different things like that. He didn't have the best seat perspective wise, especially from somebody who was a head coach, you know, that I've seen in a long time. I mean, when the first meeting he came in with, you knew. I mean, it was right off the bat, you knew, okay, this ain't another one of those come in just to fill in and do the best I can do so I can win me a head coaching job next year. This is, nah. I'm going to demand more out you. I'm going to give you more. And I want more wins, you know, out of the team. That's what I'm going to do. Power to the people, baby.
You, as a defensive player, you're probably pretty much sequestered with your coordinator and your position coach. Had you even had much dialogue with Sperano before he was in the head coach?
Not much dialogue, some dialogue. Mm-hmm. Not much, but like I said, some people you meet in this world, you never even have to hear a word they say before you know what they're about. And he's just one of those type of people. Mm-hmm. You can just see it. You can feel it. You can see it. You know, he just has that commanding presence.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any kind of scouting report? Do you call guys who maybe have played for him and find about it a little bit more?
Nah, I didn't do none of that. I don't really know many guys that played for Miami around that time, so I didn't do no scouting. I didn't need to do no scouting. I seen them around here.
The whole idea of adding fundamental periods to practice, will that be beneficial, you think?
I think anything will be beneficial if you put your mind to it, that it's going to be beneficial. If you go out there with the mindset of using the tools that you got to make you better, it's going to be beneficial. I think that there's some technique errors that we was messing up on that these periods can help us with, you know. So after we conquer one mountain, it might change. If not, we still need more learning. So as of right now, I'm open.
He was saying that you look at the 0-4 record and it colors everything, obviously. But he says, I wanted to stress to those guys that, but hey, in red zone defense, we're good. In certain areas, we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, does that kind of resonate with the players, you think, or that after 0-4, you kind of get?
I already think like that, and I think that that's a good technique. It's a powerful Jedi mind trick Obi-Wan Kenobi used to use, and I think it's something this team actually needs. It's to believe in itself. As of yet, I haven't seen a full belief in what we can be, who we are. And like I said, as the moment he got up on the stage, he brought that commanding presence of what is going to be, what he expects of us, what he sees out of us, even in the bad. And when he tell you the bad, he shoot it to your blood raw. It ain't none of that sugar coat. He shoot it to your blood raw, you know, and also with the good, he give it to you just how he thinks, even how, you know, other coaches perceive it from other teams, because, you know, coaches talking, they talk about how it was in the game when they played against you, what they look for against you and different things like that. So he knows what this team could do good, and I think he also knows what we have done bad. And if you focus on all the bad you can do, they got this thing called a tank that you go in and you stop caring about winning or losing. And you just come to work every day. And that ain't in my DNA. And I don't think it's in nobody on this team's DNA. He's just making sure that we don't have none of that on this team. All he wants us to think about is getting them smiles on our faces on Sunday.